Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to speak to you on a subject that the head pastor spoke to us about around the same time last year. I want to speak on the subject bringing the kingdom with love. And we will take our text from Isaiah chapter 9. And then if you get there, open also to 1 John chapter 2. So first of all, we shall read Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 and then verse 6.
The
people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Verse 6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From this time forth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord shall perform this.
Hallelujah.
Now, 1 John is getting to the end of the Bible. It's not the Gospel of John. So 1 John chapter 2 verse 8 to 10. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which then is true in him and in you. He's giving us a new commandment. Because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. You know, last week I shared with you about the Father's love. And today I'm going to share with you about how we can love God. I could have entitled this message Evangelism by Love. But I choose to call it Kingdomization by Love, or bringing God's kingdom with love. Because the kingdom of God goes beyond evangelism. Bringing God's kingdom on this earth involves evangelism and goes beyond it. So the first part of my message, I'm going to talk to you a little about the kingdom. Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come on earth." And towards the end of my message, I'm going to talk to you about love, so that we have kingdom and love together. The great commission of Matthew 28, the very last words of Jesus, goes beyond evangelism. It is about bringing God's kingdom into this world. So, the Bible makes us to know that it was for only two times that Jesus Christ mentioned the word church. But for about 114 times he mentioned the word the kingdom. That should tell you where his emphasis is on. The emphasis of Jesus is not on church, but on his rule or his word affecting the world outside the church. So God is concerned about the people who do not come to church out there. One time he said something that if you think about it, it will surprise you that Jesus said it. He implied that he could leave 99 sheep there, leave them alone, and go outside of the fold for that one sheep who is outside of the whole fold.
Now what to me kasa wo betumi aja sheep enwan eduokronkron no ho akwa hwehwe ba kupena waka no.
That should tell us where Jesus's emphasis, his eyes and his attention and his moving will be.
And when I'm a woo baby, yes, when you are any a coin or bet to me to an ammo afano.
I know it's difficult for some of you to understand this. But that is the reality.
Where are dear Daho?
The Bible makes us to understand from our text that Jesus and what he taught, and he basically taught on the kingdom. Jesus and what he taught was the great light that came into this world.
Now yes,
so our text describes a situation where some people or humanity was sitting in darkness. Actually, the Bible said that the people were walking, those who were walking in darkness have seen a great light. You see, when you sit in darkness or you walk in darkness for a long time, you adjust to it. In fact, these are people, humanity, they were walking in darkness, but they were walking because they were walking by a certain grace that makes them make their way even in the darkness. Now these were people who were born, and they were born into the darkness, so you understand that they will know where to find their pens and where to find their bed and where to find maybe their brooms and all that. In the gross darkness, they were able to walk around.
So
they were blessed in the darkness. They have gotten used to the darkness. You will know that if you have that dark situation and all of a sudden a great light comes, that the great light becomes uncomfortable to you.
And what is that? What na say sum no mche na say ohan kase aba osu a eyade a ema ho nyanya wo kakra.
What happens is that the light rather blinds you.
Ne wo mu no say ehan no mama wani fra
and makes you very, very uncomfortable. You wish that the light had not come. Because the light is like an interruption on your normal things. So it takes you a lot of time, a lot of blinking, a lot of rubbing of the eyes to just adjust to the sudden great light that has come to us sitting in darkness. The light is the rise of Jesus with the kingdom message. It takes a while to adjust to it. But I think that it is taking the church of the Lord too long a time to adjust. We are still trying to adjust to the light. There are three main reactions of people, and you could be in one of these groups. One of the things that the people of the church are doing is that they, although the light has come, they are still closing their eyes and finding their way, because that was how they were worshiping, and that was how they understood God. That is how they understood the gospel. That is how things had been done in the church for a long time. So although a new light comes, it becomes like an enemy. Rather, they like to close their eyes and find their way in church. You could be in that group. After all, he can find his way in the darkness. He is used to that kind of worship. He is used to that kind of life. The second group, or the way that the church react to it, I see many people who are wearing goggles in the light. Just to shield the light.
Forgive.
These are people who listen to the message on the kingdom and then they see it through other lenses, not the way that Jesus wants them to see it. They like a little darkness that the goggles brings. Hallelujah. That makes them comfortable and know that, yes, I mean, God is still with them the way he was with them in the darkness, and they could move around. Now you could be in this group also. I'm asking you today, are you wearing goggles and reading the scriptures? Because if you take away your goggles and you read the gospel, your message will change. I'm not saying you read Paul. I'm saying you read the gospel, what Jesus said.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because Paul is not the authority, Jesus is the authority. There was a prophet, a Rick Joyner, in one of his books, I think The Call or So, who went to heaven and he met the Apostle Paul. This one was in a vision, and the Apostle Paul said that he was worried about only one thing, that he is esteeming his writings higher than the writings of Jesus Christ, and that his writings should be seen in the light of the gospel, not the gospel understood in the light of the epistles. It's very important.
Papa be a friend Rick Donner. Ne nwoma bi a ocho ye feni suade hu bi a onyame ye de kire no so yoko osro no ko hu ya papa peni Paul no si a Paul na ha no si a maba no si hwe me krofo ne hamadwe san san sema Yesu kan ye no ya mfa nya adwuma na mo nyame me kan ye no mo ya de fa Yesu asem na se ne de ahwe na so antisa e wo se mo hu masem no enam nsema Kristo e kan ye no so.
I say to you, take away the goggles and see what Jesus said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third group of people are people who are squinting and they are suspicious of the light. You know what it means to squint? You make your eye like this. When light comes and you are in darkness, you squint your eyes and you are suspicious of the light, you are uncertain about the light, and so your eyes are not fully open. It goes like that. I don't know whether you are squinting at the light of the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The import of the light that came to us is for us to change how we see things. We should now see things through the light of what has come, through the light, through the word of the Lord. The import of the light is for us to be able to see differently. Say to the person sitting by you, see things in this dark world differently. Second part of my message. You know, somebody came to me in my office and then he said, I know how the person is, you know. And he said to me, Pastor, the church needs the power of God in order to win the world. I know the persons, so I know that he was talking about the anointing and the signs and wonders and powerful deeds in order to win the world. And then I said to him that we don't need that kind of power to win the world. Of course, he was surprised. So, his eyes bulged like that. And so, I knew I had to go on to explain certain things to him. I told him that we need a great love explosion and demonstration in order to win the world. And I know that there are many of us who think that we need the power of God, the anointing of God, so to speak, and signs and wonders in order for us to be able to win the world. I say the same thing this morning, that is all what we need to win the world, and we need to put first things first. We need to evangelize by love. We need to kingdomize by love. We need a great love explosion in the church. We need a great love explosion in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of God is given unto us to destroy Satan's works. Now I'm treading on dangerous grounds now. But the love of God is given unto us to win men for God. They are two separate things. Power cannot doesn't win men, and love doesn't destroy Satan's work. You must understand that the Bible clearly distinguishes between love and power. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says that it is possible for you to operate power without love. You see, you must understand that where our emphasis is on a love that must break loose, explode in the church, than the power of God, where our emphasis is on that love, then the power of God becomes a tool of love in order for us to be able to win this world. Until power becomes a tool of love and your emphasis is on love works, not power works, the Bible says you are nothing.
Na wasi nkosi se yebetumi anya sa adie ya yakuchemi na den nyina yasam begina se yebeye nkonya na yemfa ngina se yebennante wodomnu ene ne nkosi hwe.
In other words, powerful works without love doesn't win the world.
Na ye kan bi on se wubeyi nkonya ya nyoma kese akese a wodonim nu enya de betumi age
aka. It just destroys Satan's works.
Ye betumi anya no se ebese wo brunsam
nyina. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must understand that the devil knows that we are out there to win men for him. And he makes himself like a decoy. So that we get occupied with the devil and destroying the works of the devil with the power of God. Meanwhile, the people are still dying. Because if you know how the devil operates, he operates by wisdom. He will make sure that he just shifts our focus so that we are preoccupied with power that involves destroying the works of the devil and not preoccupied with love. That means winning people or winning the world for him. So he creates just a decoy. And so the emphasis of the church must not be on power. Our emphasis must be on love works. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible said that he that winneth soul is wise. Not he that winneth souls is powerful.
Na said your brunsam ye nim se wo ye na ade afa no de nyansa no de ye na ade na said your nim se wo donkuto ni ebetumi de atwe nipa aba nyankopon chen nti na ono de nyankopon tumi ewo ye mu ni ebetumi de aka nanim ade nkunim ti emra so se ye de odo kokere ama ye agi akra ba Kristo no wa be gina ho aye na nim kunhuhu enti ni aba ye ne se ne na wo power yara na de gu no so na mom wo nkyra wo do na wo sa wo de kyra ma wo no ewo na chi a eyira no wadwe nyina besi wo brunsam no so na wagya wono ma wo mo yira no enu ti eya se asori enwo se yedi yenisi tumi a ye betumi di ni obrunsam akunu kuto so na mo se yegina tumi a ye odo a yo do tumi a ye betumi di age wono ma wo mo yira no.
Jesus Christ said to his first people he sent out, you know, he sent them out to go and preach, gave them power and all that. And when they came back, all the testimony they gave was that the devil was subject to us. This was their first field trip, so to speak. This was the first time they were going outside of the church to go and preach. And then they came and they said that even the devils were subject to us in your name. And Jesus Christ told them that you went out emphasizing the wrong thing. I saw the devil fall like lightning. The devil is already defeated. We must not concentrate our efforts trying to destroy his works and trying to defeat him. He said, rather rejoice that your names are written out there in heaven. What I'm saying to us, ladies and gentlemen, is that God is giving a certain wisdom to the people of the church. It is a great light that Jesus Christ brought. And it is about time, I believe, that we went back to read what Jesus Christ said concerning us so that we can be able to win this world for him. Hallelujah. If you make it Hallelujah. Your priority to destroy the works of the devil, your ego will be boosted because you'll be doing many wonderful works and all that. But I tell you what, in spite of the miracles, people's lives will not be changed and people will not give themselves unto him. Jesus himself regretted it, that at the places that he did the powerful things, those were the places that did not receive him. It was a wonder to him. And so he said some things to us that I'll talk to you about.
Na said yes, we are for me be a man and coupon as small kai some coca when yamia some baby catch yes, you say, hey, you know bow diana musa fihr no be up any baby afa. And I yes, you say mumara, my idea, sana was seba, ne mumwati. Esa se ni amu ye nyina no mo de madwisi so se mo se wo brunsam nwuma na mo se mo be di akra ne de mo anya hu adwuma eno ti sa ohan yi na atoye so sa han ni na atoye so se ne asori a ese se ye gina nyoma eye yesi ye de nwosra ye nkuto na mo me yakọ na chi ade odo ekyre ama ye tumi agi akra ama yesu nchen e wo se ye yi sa chichi na didada ye nim se anwanwa adwuma ana yade ye atwe nkrofo eba yesu nchen na yesu kan ni baabi po se emra wo ye na dwuma wa asase su baabi de okoya oya anwanwa dwuma bebre no safo na anyino safo na anyino na ekokosi mpempenso bi po se
Ladies and gentlemen, in this very important season of this year, I came to remind all of us that God has called us to a life of love. We have a world to win. We have men to win for Him. But in the midst of the men are devil's works. Our focus is still on the men to win. As for the devil, he has been taken care of.
Hallelujah.
And God is reprioritizing us, that it is time for us to show His love to the world outside the church.
Na afia yesimu ya na abusumi edikan wa afimu onyame esan denedi da cheyen se ne ma obie ye niwa ma ye hu se afi su ye wo ewiase se ye beji na ma Kristo sara su ne ye wo asu di se ye beji nipa ama Kristo na su ne nyina mu kwan ba su ne betumi afachi so odom sara su no bronsam ne nyuma no wo ho de na mum se ne Kristo kan ye no se wo hu se wo bronsam ho ti awi se Nana said tender, and not to wobble something any more guasia yedada. Never my juma was say, yeah, hang out what demay and nanny say, yen nanti what dominion do ya say, and any pamanu.
What God uses to win men is not power but love.
Nia when ya may add DJ, a craman the one and yet to me, Nemo Mordo.
The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 4, says that
Roman phone, Matimienu,
that the goodness of God, do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God, the goodness of God, the goodness of God leads you to repentance.
Now was here and I said, Ube Janoma Bebra, yes, we are my we are now. Now one never said one, no, no, credit in a near panel, and a giant the conquered one.
So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus Christ said that we were the light of this world and that we should let our light so shine. So shine before men that they will see our good works, not our powerful works, that they will be forced to see. Let the light shine. Let the love shine in such a manner that if even they don't want to look, they will be forced to see your good works and give glory to your Father.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.